Genuinely don't know where to start this episode from, but as the title suggests, or as the title is, I'm supposed to be talking about my experience with a girl. Yeah, so I don't know what the right word is, because I don't even know why I'm going to. I just know that the title is going to be descriptive of whatever this episode is. So, yeah. So, I had an experience with a girl. So, we're going to go on a short break. And I'm going to explain it all. Basically, I'm going to unleash it. Everything. So I would be lying if I said that I knew where to start this particular episode from. But I genuinely felt like it was time to get like this out of my system, out of my head. You know, it is quite intriguing to me, that is intriguing now, not then, that I did this whole thing. And I would not call it a fun experience. I'm just going to say, like, it was an experience, so I don't know where to start from. So I'm going to start from the first day that this whole idea thing popped up in my wonderful skull. I would like to take full responsibility and say that it is all on me and not on this particular person that this whole deed was done with, right? So I won't say that it is all on me. So this day, there's a girl in our class, so basically an hostel mate, where she's a lesbian. And then we got into like this whole conversation where, like, basically, like, she explaining why she is and stuff like that, and then like talking about like her faith and all. So from, honestly, man, I don't even know. I shall know that from the conversation. I have a very short and bad memory, so I've been trying to trace where everything came from. But I don't even know. I only remember that conversation, so I don't know. I just know that I've not been sleeping I don't sleep in my room like regularly. So I tend to sleep in other people's room because I don't know. My room was just not, it was not giving as of yet, and I feel like it's because the devil is a bastard. I feel like it's because there was a bastard, because I spent a lot of, okay, first important thing to know is it started last year. I don't know, she had started last year and everything. So we went, you guys are going to bear with me. I don't know this story, but I am asked to come and tell this story. I don't know this story at all. I don't know. It's like something that happens in the heat of the moment, and then you are just forced to deal with it however way you want to deal with it, because now it is a balance between the current sexual urges you have at that point
to, I can't believe I just said that, but different sexual urges you have at that point. To, for me, it was between the current sexual urges I had at that point and my faith in God. The first thing that happened between me and this particular girl is that first it was just, oh, we kissed. Like, it was in the night. I slept on her bed. Sleeping on her bed became frequent. I slept on her bed. It was first like nothing, right? So we kissed, then it progressed into several things. I was not comfortable with at that stage, right? But at the same time, I don't know, right? It was a thing between, again, balancing your sexual urges and your faith. So in this particular December, the last day of school before we went, before we go back home, so we're in church that particular day. Most of us were in church that particular day. It was the last fellowship, and normally we hold our fellowships in class, but we held it in church. So we called an alumni, he was like a very good friend of the fellowship. So the prayer was intense. I'm not even going to lie to you, the prayer was intense. But there was just one thing in my mind, the sins I've committed. Because I had done more than kissing. I had done more than kissing. Well, I had done more than kissing, right? But I don't know what these lesbian people get up to. So for me, after I figured out what they get to, in retrospect, it was not that deep, right? But it was quite deep. I prayed that day that God should take this thing away. New Year prayer, I prayed God should take this thing away. Well, lessons were learned the hard way, in the sense that God sometimes will not take things that you are indulging, that you are comfortable with, you know. And particularly, if I make this statement now, it's going to sound weird in my head. Particularly, I like breasts, right? Before, it was from afar. It was from afar. But now, it was like it's here, right? And I've tasted it. I sound like a mad person. But sha, going into the new year, I on that December, that day, that particular last fellowship day, so I received a word from that the guy, the alumni. I don't want to say people's name, but I feel like, well, if you know me currently, you'd probably know these people. Or if you met me in the past 1 year, you probably know these people. So he said that I should let go of things. So particularly for a large part of my life, I have been boxed. Like, people have boxed me in this stereotype of being a tomboy and a lesbian, right? And well, I found out that I am not. It can be quite uncomfortable. Like somebody touching you, or somebody touching me, it can be quite uncomfortable. So, well, I found out the long road. I took the long road, you know, and then I found out, but on a very like subtle note, like God really helped me a lot in breaking that chain from my life, because it was about like get hold of me, or rather it was holding me down. It was holding me down. Like, it was all I could think about, pray about, like at the same time having to pray for my family and everything. Because particularly I don't like praying for myself. I don't know, Sha. Like, it's a whole different problem on its own. I don't like praying for myself. I don't pray for things for myself. So, like, I pray for people around me, and that's all. That's all, basically. So, I don't really... Like, I'm not the type that would... That has, like, prayer requests to God. Like, you have, like, personal prayer requests. I don't really, like... know how to do that, but like I found myself praying that God should take away this girl. So from like it went from conversations to kissing to making out to like I had to have like a conversation with her that this was not working out, right? And then it cannot work out because at that point, right, I had been made more responsible, in the sense that like I had been made like the fellowship, the girls' fellowship leader. Imagine, right? So it's like it was like a lot of weight that was weighing on me. So we had a conversation, and then, well, self-control, you know, it just. At Lego, and then I moved back, I moved back into my room, and then started staying in my room more, sleeping in my room, and like that. So that way, I was able to like get it over with. I was able to get everything over with, and then like just move forward. Emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, where I am not in a place where I feel guilty or trapped in guilt by this particular sin or by this particular action that I have committed. Because whenever I feel like something is big for me, it is big. So whenever I feel like oh, this particular scene or this particular event that happened in my life is big, it's like really big, and I find it very hard to let go of it. So, and that just dampens your spiritual fire, where it's like if you don't let go, you would not move forward. Like, you cannot build what is behind. You can only build what is in front. So it was a lot of things like that. I know a lot of people like expected me to go into details, seeing the title, but I don't know the details. I don't know the details like that. Yes, it happened to me, but I don't know the details. So I don't know the details. the details are not livid in my mind anymore. All I know is I kissed a girl. It did not stop at that. We made out several times, almost every day. But I don't know if I should clarify the extent to which this whole thing is. Because I have surely not, what's the right word? I've surely not done as much as some people are going to think I've done, but I'll allow yourself to think about what it is. So, yeah, that is all. That is all, you know. All I can say is God really helped me, and there are some sins that the devil would try to box you in and allow you to just be creative. So you be creative in singing. Yeah, I was creative in singing. There was a lot of hiding, a lot of not wanting people to find out, a lot of back and forth in the dark and stuff like that. But that is quite behind me. Or this particular person is doing better now, in the sense that, well, she has also like rededicated her life to God, and she has been doing very well. Well, at least to my knowledge, she has been doing very well. So that is that. So yeah, thank you. Bye. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk, 15 minutes. Well, bye bye. If you have questions or you actually want to know anything, you can reach out to me, because I feel like a lot of people are going to want to ask about this whole thing, and I am actually open to answering. But depending on your question, Sha. Depending on your question. So bye. Good day, good night, whatever, wherever you are. Bye bye.